This is Rabi, 24 years old, a university student, an aspiring athlete, a man who takes great care of his body, loves meeting with his friends, loves his morning jogs every morning, and of course, loves himself. Oh yeah, and Rabi's a Muslim. He prays. He prays on time. He prays for forgiveness and mercy. Because, let's face it, Rabi's not perfect.
It's been so long, I actually can't wait to see you. Yeah, inshallah.
Like many Muslims, Rabi makes mistakes.
No, are you serious? I'm not hanging up. Please hang up.
He says and does things he really shouldn't. I'm going to miss Rabi. He just went too soon. It was unexpected. I mean, it didn't come with an announcement or anything. It feels like he just came and then left. But I guess that's life for you. It always has to come to an end. But is this really where it all ends? Does everything come to a complete stop once you die? I mean, is it all over? Today, we journey through to the final destination. They say you only live once. You know how that saying goes. Well, the reality is, that's not the case. Everything that we thought was over, wasn't over at all. And everything that he had done, was to determine absolutely everything to come. Rabi knows this. Rabi wants to go back.
What are you listening to? Turn it off, please.
Rabi wants to make a few changes.
Why are you listening to music? You know it's haram. Please turn it off. Please.
He wants to clean up a few old habits as well.
Put the cigarette down. It's not worth it. You're going to pay for it.
Rabi knows he'll be judged for how he treated his body.
You're going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're killing yourself. Put the cigarette down. It's not worth it. Khalas, no more. Put it out. That's it.
He also wishes that he had spent more time perfecting the actions that would actually benefit him in the future. He wished he had stayed longer in his prayers and in his supplications.
Don't rush, take your time. Astaghfirullah, make istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
And not just rushed off in a hurry to get them done all the time. And of course, Rabi wishes he had been stronger in fighting away his desires with the opposite sex.
No, are you serious? I'm not hanging up. Please, just shut up!
Babe, please, look, honestly, the last time looked amazing.
Don't worry about her
parents! I really can't wait to see you.
Don't meet up! You're gonna die! Stop being stupid! Don't let Shaitan get to you!
Look, your parents are gone. It's
just shut up!
Rabi really didn't want to end his life like this.
I care about you and I love you.
Please, shut up!
What do you mean married? Don't even worry about that.
He didn't want to end his life committing sins, and it wasn't until he died that he realized that he will be held accountable and have to face Allah. Every conversation he had, every cigarette he lit, every prayer he rushed, every moment he spent listening to music, it was all to be exposed. This wasn't the end of Rabi. This was just the beginning.